Yeah, we're going to read a piece on Purim. Since this is before page Tov Samach Hei. The bottom of Tov Samach Hei. I'm a Vad Vakana. Gedolus at a stores tabas yisim me'abon v'shmoyim neviim v'shev neviim sh'nisnavim v'yisrael sh'kulam l'yitzirim l'mutav v'yilasos adatirim l'mutav. It's one of the riddles for Purim. Who was the person who was master more Jews for truth than anybody else? And the answer is Haman. Yeah. Says that David that he made against Klal Yisrael worked more than all the Musar of all the Nevi'im and the Nevi'is. So Kamavad he's saying, don't assume that the Nevi'im were not effective. They did have a tremendous hashpah. Obviously they were great tzaddikim in Israel. To get Nevuah, if you read the Nesilas Yesharim, it tells you all the miles of work. Zahiras, and Zrizas, and Kiyas, make sure everything's clean. Anova, Sidas, Kedusha, and after that, Ruach HaKodesh. So, in order to get Ruach HaKodesh, you have to pass the whole Nesilas Yesharim also. You have a chance to go straight into short course of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Unless one is in the category of Nevuah Shenimser L'Shoytim. The fools have Nevuah. But the real Novi was a great person. And when a person received Nevuah, obviously that elevated him many times higher because he had a direct connection with HaKodesh Bohu on a higher level than the regular person. But the Lamaisim, none of them were successful. They mastered a whole generation of children. But when Achashverosh says Hasores Hadabas, he took off his ring and gave it to Haman to make the gezeirah to destroy the Jews. Then the Yad Chazal the children. Sag ve'eif ve'yutza the rabbi. Yeah. So he's saying, what is the point that the Nevi'im were also trustworthy people, and they were warning Klal Yisrael that if you're not being close to the Tshuva, basically this will be destroyed. It says in the Bais Rishon, they had so much faith in Hashem, that they had so much bitachon in Hashem, that they couldn't believe that Pasal Hashem would destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't realize that bitachon was lacking something, that Hashem sometimes has to destroy the Beis Hamikdash because we are not using it properly, or we're not using it at all. It's essential for our survival to have a basic mitzvah. It's true. But our co-partners in the Nevi'im were not fully successful. But what this gezeirah that was made against the Jewish people was successful. So he says, what's the difference? He says that the Nevi'im said very inspiring words, or even words that may have caused a certain level of concern about the future of Klal Yisrael. But they were just words. It was all a warning. The difference between a warning and actually seeing something happen. This is something that the Bali Musa talk about a lot. That in order to make Avodas Hashem real, it has to be something we actually feel. So you do the great battles, and you know, when we talk about Chatzis Levenstein, which sometimes reenact. Going out of Mitzrayim, just how much to try to imagine he's physically going out of Mitzrayim. But here they had a gzeirah, the chush, they saw with their own eyes that causes tshuva. The person sees that the world has changed. There's a gzeirah that up to death at death he will not survive. That brings tshuva. Now this is, by the way, the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because another nation, they would say, a gzeirah that would be killed. But Hashem has forsaken me, and they just get even worse. They fall into complete despair. And it's an amazing thing if you think of it, because if you look at the history of the events prior to the Gzeirah, that's what it was. We were in a state of years of despair, and with the fact that we were nenu misudos shalach Hashverosh, we enjoyed this as it was because we were convinced that it doesn't look like the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. It was delayed, and Achashverosh is making this party. The Nevuah of Daniel didn't come after the 70 years. So it sounded like they did give up. And they bowed down to Haman. They wanted to be on the side of the people they felt were powerful in their era. The people in power were Haman Achashverosh. So they did forsake Hashem to a certain degree. And that was the cause of the Xerah. So that's an amazing thing. So one would think that, okay, if you have a second HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're turning to Haman Achashverosh, because Hashem has forsaken you, so now that they make a Xerah against you, Hashem has forsaken you even more. So it's more of a reason to fall into deeper Yesh. Just conk out. But that's the nature of the Jewish people. That all the things we do wrong are external. The Yetzirah confuses us. Deep down we know the truth. That's the famous line of the Rambam. It says a husband, Abdi Aloha, is in certain situations required to divorce his wife. In order to give a get, it has to be a little tzoyno. He has to give it with his will. You can't force him to, you're not allowed to force a person to give a get. It does not take effect if it was forced. Get melusa posse. So get a bunch of goyim to eat up a guy to give a get, to get his posse and erase it. But if the peasant paskin that these people are mechuyv, he's mechuyv to give a get, the peasant can take a stick and break his bones and then he said, no, want to give a get? No. Break another bone. Want to give a get? No. All his ribs are totally broken already. Want to give a get? Yeah. And that's considered a get needed tzoyno. He's doing it willingly. A little bit interesting how we get people to do things interesting. It sounds like some other countries do it. So the Rambam says that the pshat is that deep down every Jew wants to do the Rotzen Hashem. He wants to do the pshat bezdin. He has the Yetzirah. So we're breaking the bones of the Yetzirah. Once the Yetzirah has been put into place, so his embassy wasn't sent out. That's the same thing over here. The Yetzirah is very powerful and it confuses us. And at that point of time, the Hanani, Klal Yisrael thought that, look, Hashem put us in Golos, he's not really watching over us. And if we want to succeed, we have to be with those in power. We have to be with Achashverosh and Haman. When they got the message that, ooh, we made a big mistake, we put our bitachon and our Achashverosh and Haman, and look what they did to us. They made the gezeirah to kill us all. Suddenly, it clicked that the emes has come out. We made a tremendous mistake. That's Klal Yisrael. The second they made they felt the mistake, then they were able to be chayav teshuva immediately. The Yoyne initially brings five madrigas of Yedias Hashem. That's the first thing, to know the Metzius Hashem. Yeah, obviously, if you want to serve Hashem, you have to know that there is Hashem. The second thing is, avoided as mitzvahs by Yira Me'avara. A person to realize not only is Hashem, but Hashem commanded us what to do and what not to do. And to be concerned to make sure you do the right things. You don't want to do the wrong things. Hashem's running the world. You want to do what he requests. The third thing is, it is Daki Hashem, Agur's Chasod, and Isboinif Loisav. It's interesting that comes after the mitzvahs. The third thing is to pay attention to all the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have every second of the day. This is Zalom, Mestakin, the Biras HaShacha, and all the brachas for this, to make us more aware. Pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention to it, you don't really. Like you ask the average guy, how are you doing? He said, well, it could be better. One second, do you have anything going good for you? Not much. If you say Biras HaShacha of Kavana, how much could you have? Shalom Sanigoy, Shalom Sanigoy, Shalom Yerisha. It could have been created a goy. A goy has no, doesn't have the Olam Haba, doesn't have anything. Doesn't have a special Kesha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wow, I have so much more than the basics. Kamavana, Nosan Asefi, I have Sechel, I have intelligence. And then we have Pokechim, I could see. I didn't have to be able to see, some people can't see. Matar Sium, Zaki Kafutim, Rakhal Salamoyim, I could get out of bed, I could stand up. To walk, dry land underneath me. I wasn't created as a fish. All kind of things that could happen to us. Yeah. So far so good. So it's a great way to start off the day, paying attention. So look at all these amazing things that Hashem puts at my disposition, or however you call it.
Disposal.
Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. Things that I can take advantage of. We get to discretion. Whatever. Okay, well, we find something old English, we'll put in the right word for that. But anyway, things that I can use. Then we say this bracha, she'ozo li kol tzoki, which is the hardest of all the brachas. Because, as we mentioned, the bracha of she'ozo li kol tzoki is the bracha for shoes. We made a bracha for our body, for our neshama, for our clothing. And now the last piece of clothing we're putting on the shoes. She'ozo li kol tzoki. So the whole list of it is strange because it says cold soaky, all my knees. So my shoes, what do you mean all my knees? And the second thing is shosali cold soaky. Why are you specifying that he made it for me? Just like we say mater asim zaki kafufim. We don't say it was mater me, he gave me the ability to see. He said concept for humanity. He made the ability to see and to walk and to stand. So why are they here by shoes? He gave shoes to the world. Yeah, we make it specific. So, lately I've been mentioning this to various people, I heard different answers. The answer that I say is that this is the idea of recognizing the chassod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are people not happy? Because they want things they don't have. If you have a house, you want a mansion, you have a car, you want a yacht, you have a yacht, you want a private plane, you want a private spacecraft, I don't know what people want nowadays, all kind of things. Yeah, that's so whatever it is, everybody at his level there's something that he feels is missing, so he doesn't focus on all the things he doesn't. We get up every morning and say, Hashem, I have shoes, sho'ozo li kol tzoki, you have everything, all the basic needs, everything else is extras. You start up like that, it's a completely different day. I have shoes, I can walk around, I can go out. Also, Lee, and then you have to say personal, because you say the general thing, you don't feel that feeling of being satiated, being happy, being feeling being fulfilled that I really have. You have to stress, I have everything I need. Because you say everybody has what they need, so you think they all have what they need except for me. I'm the one exception to the rule. You have to specify yourself. Yeah. Somebody added to this that he heard from some tzaddik, that we also say that he gave me everything I needed. Because why? Because somebody asked me, I see now that somebody needs help, he needs token. So he said, what do you mean? I just said before, Shah. Also, let me call Sohaini, you have everything in it, but he asked me for money. So, kind of like, respect to myself, how I'm supposed to feel, I have everything. Respect everybody else. That's what happy people need. And so he said, oh, you can manage it to be a minimum. Once I had an argument with some place I was giving at Stoker, interesting place. So, there was a person that came to them and wanted to give tzedakah. They found out that he goes to Uman. After Mispal, maybe we'll have to go this year again, who knows. But anyway, he goes to Uman for whatchamacallit, for Rosh Hashanah. So he said, if he could waste his money on such things, we're not giving him stuff. So I said, first of all, these other families are giving him stuff. If you make a whole accounting of what they spend their money on, this guy's living in utter poverty, and once a year he has this thing, he's a breastler, so that's like the most important thing in life. These other people, they're not going to breastler, but in their houses they're spending money in the course of the year, and a lot more money than his ticket to thing. Just, so okay, you don't value it. Say that. MMS, I was once discussing with Rabolda, I mentioned it, something about people going to Uman. He looks at me, he says, my, ain't but the Knesset Baharetz? With no shuls in Eretz Yisrael? He was like, what? Yeah. And another maestro, I was sitting by the Nissen Karel's, the Kangal's Rafa, and the guy walks in. Nissen was like the calmest person in the world, except when it was really very necessary to give him a message, so this guy walks in, he says, I'm coming to you because my wife said to speak to you, but I'm not going to listen to your psalm. So he said, okay. He really happened. He has to do some Shalom Bayis work over it. So the guy said, yes, what happened? So I said, I really want to go to Uman, and my wife is adamant against it. But I got a psaka ready that I can go anyway. So what does the Rav have to say? So he was like, I don't know from there. He said, why are you going to Uman? They told you you're going to get all kind of wonderful things, who knows, whatever. All mishalas libcha l'toida. He said, the nezik of making your wife feel bad in Rosh Hashanah is going to take away more than all you're going to gain by going to Uman. I don't know if it helped, but it was a good line. You know, make a chesed, don't just get hooked on something. Look at the bigger picture. Kavana, some people do it the other way around. He'll stay home, the wife will get upset. Yeah. But I call upon him, everybody he calls it. The bottom line was, what he was saying is, this burden been deployed to Hashem. The person always has to keep his eyes open, pay attention to the Siyat HaShemayim that happened to him. There's always so many things, how they bid you work out. Yeah, Ravi is the fourth thing is Kabbalah's Hanefesh Zichron Hamuna B'Shem Yehuda Ramus Kimina Efsha Sheyeda Odom Yediyah El Yoyna V'Loy Tekabal Nafshay Zichron Yediyah. He says that we should internalize the ideas that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should affect the way you relate to things in life. It was a nice that someone told me about a guy, I think it was in California. He came to one of these Arachim seminars, a period. So, in that seminar, he related an interesting story that happened to me, I think it was a year ago. He was a doctor, and it was time to, when somebody said, they said somebody died, he has to write death certificate. So he went into the room, the guy's dead over there, and he's about to write the thing. Suddenly the dead guy sits up and calls him by the doctor by his Hebrew name. He said, Moshe. He said, Moshe, when was the last time you put on your film? And he answered him, by my bar mitzvah. And the guy laid down and died. So he wrote out his thing. So the guy from the seminar said, what do you do as a result of this hair raising event? He said, I told a few friends about it, and they just, you know, kept on going. A year later, something else happened, and then he decided. They say that like the most shocking things that happen to a person, if you don't internalize it, you're just busy with your day to day things, so it doesn't affect you. Yeah. That's what he's saying. That it's like a situation. You should plant things in the ground. The rain doesn't come, so it's never going to grow. You have to nurture. You have the seeds. The different ideas that a person have of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is the seeds are there for Amuna, but a person has to nurture them and think about them and think how that affects the way he relates to things in life. The fifth madrega is Mishakibla Nafsha Yediyas Reimus Hashem Yirosa Alponov Lish Yisdok L'Hachim Liber V'Arach Shapter L'Aviyah V'Rayonim Tzareis V'Nafsha Hu Yedeyas Hashem. A person got to the point that he doesn't always have to. He looks at the events and then he has to reassess them the way Hashem would want him to do it. But it becomes his natural way of approaching things in life. That, Hashem is speaking to me now. That is the highest level. This is called Emunah Chushis. He feels that everything that's happening in his life, he feels this is something brought to you by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the way to do it. So sometimes it's more felt, sometimes it's less felt. You know that what's going on in the world now? So it's going on far away in Russia, in Ukraine. So it's not something we feel in ourselves. It's something that we should try to internalize, that something is going on in the world. The world is not just, you know, something's happening in some trivia. This is something serious happening in the world. And we should realize this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. It says that every time there's a war in the world, it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us not to take things for granted, to realize that one day you can be at peace, and one day you can't. You may not be at peace. And the truth is, Chmod Latzlon, you know, Hashem wants us to wake up and realize that the world is not so posh. It's a mispalta Hashem. He should bring peace in the world. The frat over here, that there's so many Jews, there's hundreds of thousands of Jews involved, and terrible tsar, refugees, leave their house, their possession. Just think of a person living in a house with all the things he has, and his panos, and his family, kiva, just one day pick up and shoot. You have to leave everything behind to take some, whatever bag of stuff with him. And that's it. And many, many Jews are like that now. Yeah, so, something to think about. The more we, like we said, we realize the call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to battle the Gzeiah, to care for one another. That stops it. There's some sad things said that if we would have really been disturbed properly when they first heard that the Corona is starting in China, then it would have remained in China. But since we didn't get the message, so it's spread all over. I think I mentioned somewhere before, various places, this idea of Purim. Haman said, we're separated all over the nations. You don't have to worry about them. That conversation between Haman and Ahasuerus was afraid of the Jewish nation. He knew the Jewish nation are connected to Hashem, and he didn't want to start off with Hashem. He saw his predecessors were not very successful at that. At least it was temporary success. Haman fell down. So Haman said, you don't have to worry about Hashem. Why? Because the Jewish nation is disconnected from one another. The Mefuz and Mefuz, this one's here, this one's there. Everyone's busy building himself up in this corner of the world. When Klal Yisrael is like that, we don't care about one another, then there's no Ashur HaSashkina Klal Yisrael. Only when we're Mulchadim, we're together, Ba'aktas, we care about one another, then we're, like we said in Mincha, we are one nation and feel the actors of Christ will fear for one another, that is the path that brings so that's basically what Haman said. The Jewish people, they gave up already, and being together, each one's just making his life and his part of the world, and the male, they will not have, you don't have to worry about Hashem. Hashem is not with him. And he was right. That's why he was able to make the Gezeira. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to make the Gezeira. But once we got the Gezeira, then we suddenly woke up. What am I putting my Bitochen and my Ahasuerus and my Haman and the Prime Minister of my country, the King of my city, whatever it is. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we unite ourselves back and felt that we have one nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when all the Nisan happened. That's when we have to be mechazik by ourselves, the Jews all over the world, all kind of hardships, whether it be the ones in Russia and the Ukraine, or whether it's not the Jews, assimilation around the world is terrible. So think about it. Within Hashemun Esrei, to daven for them. Kavis Nidochenu, now the countless others, we should be all brought back again together. Nidochin, pushed away. So anyway, this is what, when we came to, when it became the chush, something that we really felt, we immediately called a chayzah teshuva. This is our voice in everything in life, to make it more real, not just to let it pass by without thinking. We always have to stop and pay attention to what's happening. Yeah. And that's what, now they try to rectify everything they did wrong. We didn't have bitochen in Hashem, we had bitochen in Ahasuerus, we had a good time at the zoo, even the Mordechai said, forget about Ahasuerus. So now to be metak in that, the makabel of soyim, to fast 3 days, to uproot that hanor, the possible shreifa hanor that they had. They want to feel that that hanor was something possible. Yeah. And maybe once they had the nisim, then they reached another stage. First they felt the gzeira, and that caused them to recognize they were in the hand of Hashem, and nobody else is relevant, just Hashem, and they turn to Hashem. And when Hashem did save them, then they felt once again the chush, the Yeshua of Hashem, the salvation of Hashem, that caused it to come to a higher level of Kabbalah Satoyah. Kabbalah Satoyah means Ahavas Anes, the love of the miracle. We appreciate it, the love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a pasuk we all say, Yehuda Vaisa Oiro, Toyah, simply, Yontav, Sosan, even, you call it Tefillin. They had Torah before. They had Yom Tov before, that meal, that film. They didn't appreciate it. They didn't appreciate that Torah is our light. The thing that enlightens us. And the thing that brings us to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. The more a person puts the courage into learning Torah, as much as time as he has, if it's a full day, half a day, a quarter of a day, an hour a day, but if he puts his courage into understanding the Torah, he reveals that light. He gets a more of a clarity of the reality of life. Yeah. So anyway, this is a tremendous info on Yitzhak Shem that we're having this week. Now is the time of preparation to feel more our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether, like we say, on a daily basis, or the fact that we have neshamas and our bodies and all the other things, all the extras that we have, more than the kol tov, the basics we have, and appreciate them, not take it for granted, to be moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. together with that feel, the tzad that is going around in the world, whether it is the spiritual tzad, that's where the world is up against, or the physical tzad that's going on in the world. And if we play it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize that I don't have to be afraid of anything. I have to be concerned that I'm not focused enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I focus myself and say, you know, maybe I'm not appreciating enough the time I have to learn. Maybe instead of learning at 10 at night, I should learn at 5 in the morning, or whatever it is, or take advantage better of what I'm, of the learning that I'm doing, or the tefillahs I'm doing. Try to stop a minute before, or at any point in time, Shemoneh Esrei, just stop and say, I'm talking to Hashem now. Let's see, I want to make it through one bracha. Put a little extra effort into it. Yeah. That's all these things, they bring to the feeling of the closeness that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality. And that is the biggest thing that we can have. Yeah. We should be zeichu, we have to feel the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Amalek tries to make Klal Yisrael feel with the same as everybody else. And through the Torah and through Avodas Hashem, we pay more attention to it and we appreciate it more. It's the greatest gift Hashem gave me. I want to take more advantage of it. Then we recognize how special we are. We're the Am Hashem. We have survived for thousands of years above the laws of nature, and we will continue to do so. Yeah, that wonderful. Pulim Sameach. And Yitz Hashem, feel the simcha of the Torah and the Yitz Hashem. It's a special, special day, the day of Purim. Feeling the greatness, not just doing shtiyot. Oh, Hashem, nowadays I have all these sidrei limud. Someone wants to come over here. It's going to be, every floor has a different, they call it a three-ring circus. You have on the regular floor, it's going to be packed with regular learners, and downstairs, going to be the Rabbi Lifty Shiva Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully they're going to be down there. It's an amazing thing. These are kids that are like having challenges with Avodas Hashem. It used to be on El Purim, it would be terrible, getting drunk and drugs and who knows what. And the last few years they started, have an hour of learning, and I changed the whole day, because after you learn for an hour, you can't go for that. Yeah, well, beautiful day. Okay.